came in. I had been on opiates, and by opiates I mean there's a wide variety of opiates, but by opiates I mean doctor-administered medication over a period of about a year after I was diagnosed with glioblastoma, stage 4 brain cancer. So in being admitted there from the day one, I felt extremely comfortable with everybody. It was a very nice. Every now and then I lose track of the words that I want to say. It's part of the disease. But being given that opportunity to go in and meet with everybody, it was just super comfortable from day one. I'm thrilled that you asked the question. It's one that I want to share with as many people as I can. And I've had an opportunity to meet in different media realms, whether it be KTLA and so forth. It's been running some lengthy stories on who I am and what's going on. When I kind of released to the, and I do say it to the world because it ended up being aired all over the world, that I was a drug addict. And when I say drug addict, I truly believe that I am a recovering drug addict. And that is, it doesn't matter whether you are the guy who gets all the pain medication from your doctor and somehow that's supposed to justify in some way that you're better than others. And I don't feel that way. I feel an addict is an addict is an addict. And there's not one way to approach that and to deal with it. And so you first obviously have to deal with the idea that you have a problem. And for me, that wasn't too difficult to do, especially initially I'd been on medication, pain medication for years. And then I got clean. And then when I got clean in 2011, I was so fed up with taking opiates, pain medication, whatever you want to call it. I try not to justify anything. It is what it is. And but when I was so fed up at that point, and with a lot of people that I've spoke with, there is no satisfaction to taking this these drugs, whether it be heroin, which is an opiate, by the way. A lot of people don't understand that. And it's actually the same, it has the same, it's basically the same as whether you're taking OxyContin, oxycodone, Norco, anything that's prescribed from the doctor. Although, with what a lot of people don't understand is that by the time people get heroin on the street, it's so dry, so much less than what you get from your doctor. It's much more powerful, the stuff that you get from your doctor. And I certainly love to be able to educate people on this, because there is a stigma. Somehow the person is, I'm trying not to ramble on, but somehow that there's a stigma that people who take heroin are less human, are less entitled to be people who are living and working on what they need to work on. And unfortunately, many of them don't have the money to do what they need. They're in the streets. And also, the other thing that I've noticed, because I can only go on my personal experience and the people that I've met and spoke with, there's so many of these individuals, whether they be young kids, older people, they are... they come from really good backgrounds. They're intelligent, they're educated, they get locked into this addiction world, and they die, especially from heroin overdose. And I'd love to talk about that a little more later. I've learned some things recently that I'm just amazed by, and I'd love to discuss that. But they're no different than you and me. I'm not... Yeah, I mean, I'm fortunate. I worked hard. I'm an attorney. I have done well. But that doesn't make me any different than the heroin addict on the street.